What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Brother Smalls. I love y'all. I'm back to y'all with another one. I'll jump right in, man. I love that I got so many fans. Y'all always listen to me. Y'all give me the benefit of a doubt to keep doing this podcast stuff. I really like doing this. I come on here with different topics all the time. So for me, this is therapeutic, and it really helps me as well. So thank y'all for being here. I always like to congratulate y'all and thank y'all for being here and just give my thanks. So today's topic is going to be translate, right? Translate meaning like from one language to another, right? I use Google Translate. You feel what I'm saying? I like translators, like, you know what I mean? Being able to say something in one language and somebody else could be able to understand you. Because sometimes I'll be trying to talk to women that be like in a different country, or they may speak a different language. Like, I speak English and and I speak in tongues too. The girls get that. I speak in tongues too. Feel me? I mean, I'm pretty sure they know what I'm talking about too when I say that I speak in tongues. Like, you feel me? I know exactly what I'm talking about. The ladies get it. But so going back on that, right? So boom, I'd be wanting to talk to like Spanish girls. I'd be wanting to talk to like Asian girls, like Brazilian girls, like just girls in this, like girls in different countries, right? French girls, like Russian girls. It'd be crazy, right? So it's like, how do you communicate with these people? And I like Google. I like Google Translate. I like Translate in general, whether it's Google Translate, it's another translator. I like that platform for you to be able to transform your language into another one so they could better understand it. This is beautiful. This builds relationship. This builds so much for people, man. Especially for me, the girls, when I be dealing with them and they don't like speak my language, I want to say that they may not speak my language like right off the back, right? But moving forward, they see the effort that I put in to talk to them. So that kind of gives me the leeway too. If they see that you put in that effort, like, you know what? He went out his way to try to speak in my language, knowing that I don't speak that language. A lot of the times I tell them I don't speak that language. I just want to really get your attention. I want to really talk to you and I want you to understand me. So I just took the initiative to be able to go to translate in so you can understand me, because I don't want to miss out on the opportunity that it could be something potential, right? Potentially, right? So I go use Translate. Me, I love Google Translate. I'll tell you that right now. It's the most quickest and efficient and proficient platform. So, and it's quick, you know what I mean? You can copy, save, all that stuff. It's lit, you heard? A lot of the time, they do like the effort that you put in. So I never had nothing bad told about me yet about that. So they never said, oh, why are you using Google Translate? Like, they understand it already because they know that I don't speak their language. I think that they understand that already. So it's like, I bet. A lot of the time, they actually like when you do that. Where another thing I want to say is, right, about Translate. Like, I know it's going to come to a point where you're going to be able, where y'all going to have to meet in person and how y'all going to be able to talk to each other. And things like that, you know, I'm not going to lie, we're going to have to get it together. We're going to have to start learning languages, going Rosetta Stone or something. But on top of that, like, not just that, right? But also, we could use Translate in front of each other. I ain't going to lie to you, like if it's my first time meeting up with her and I don't know a lot of, Spanish or something like that, like, I'm definitely using Translate. I'm pulling my phone out and I'm going to say, look at this right here. She's going to read it. She's going to say, oh, okay. And then she's going to say something back. And I'm going to translate it back to English. And that's how we're going to talk. And then once we get an understanding, we get comfortable, we're already comfortable enough. So now it starts to be like, okay, she know what I'm doing. She know what I know what she's doing. So I think that, like, we could start interpreting things through physicality now. Like, you see what I'm saying? So once the conversation start it start like verbal, things like that. After it's verbal, we talking, we speaking, we getting to know each other, we going back and forth with the translate. Now it's almost like physicality because I understand her body language. She understands me. So and verbal things could go out the window because I can read her now physically. So it's like, and then also she start to teach me things. Oh, she said, oh, Poppy, come here, Segueme, follow me. Like come here to me. Like, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Or she may say, siéntate, sit down. Like, and she keeps saying that. She tell me, oh, sit down. And then you start to replay and repeat in your head. You start to remember certain things. That's just like with any language, right? It takes time, right? But you want to start to meet people like that as well, because it's brain teasing, it's brainstorming, but it also help you for different things in life. You feel me? I like people that speak different languages. We may not understand each other, but all I need is eye contact and body language, man. For me, you can understand what I'm trying to do. I could point, I could do mad stuff. I could point, I could say, listen, I could try to describe it to the best way I can. There's a lot of ways for a person to understand you just verbally, man. I think it was a point in time where we didn't have a voice, yo. I think a certain time when people, like nomads and stuff, they never spoke, yo. They just did things physically. So it's like, if they met up with people from like different tribes and you didn't know them, how y'all gonna, yeah. So they had to survive. If they wanted food, how the hell they gonna ask them for food? Translation, what they gonna say is the physicality, what they gonna do is they gonna either write it down and get a translator to reiterate it to them, or either they're going to do it through body language. They're going to do it like forcefully, like, okay, physically and forcefully, like, okay, this is this. They'll pick it up. You know what I mean? Like that. And so if I want food, they're going to point you to food. Food. And then point at their mouth. Eat. Like that. And then people start to understand. So it's just different ways for you to understand things and do things, right? I love translator, man. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. I use it all the time, yo. Like, because for some reason, for me, yo, I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm not trying to be funny or nothing like that. Like, I love all kinds of women. But I just think for me, like, I think my girl is going to be foreign because, like, I just feel like, and I feel like their language, they probably won't speak this. Like, I feel like they understand me more. If I don't know if that makes sense, it may not be verbally, but physically they understand me more. And I don't know if that makes sense to any of y'all, but I don't know, man. I just feel like America is just too brainwashed, man. They're too stuck in their ways, man. Everybody's too stuck in their ways. So I just feel like, we got to get out and we got to explore, man. We got to see different type of people that's out here. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm doing now. So I'm humble. You know what I mean? I'm happy that I didn't become like how everybody is, man. You know, all brainwashed and stuck up in any ways. I'm still a good gentleman. I still take girls on dates. I still be nice. I'm still kind-hearted, but I'm not a pushover. You know what I mean? So things like that. So man, I just try to keep to myself and stay to myself and just continue being me. I'm definitely a gentleman. I'm definitely masculine. I'm definitely a real man. I definitely go out my way for you. You know what I mean? And physical touch is my body language. I like physical touch. I like to be there. I like to hug. I like to kiss. I like to eye contact. You know what I mean? Things like that. So I just feel like the verbalness, that could go out the window when you focus on physicality and body language and stuff like that. And you know a person is really into you by that. You feel what I'm saying? So, because anybody can say anything, right? It's about what you do in life for real. So I just want to say the word is the word of the day is translate today. And I want y'all to go look that up. Start using translator to talk to people, man. You heard? Start getting to know some people from different countries and different languages. Thank me later, you heard? I love you. God bless you. Thank y'all for being here with me. I'm always coming with dope episodes. I'm always coming with dope topics. So I know that's why y'all stay subscribed to me. I love y'all. Thank y'all for being with me. Make sure y'all follow my Spotify right now so that you could get notified on every time I go. Every time I drop an episode, you get notified. So make sure you follow me and do what you got to do to stay up, to stay on top. You heard? I love you. Don't forget, man, translator. You heard? I love you. God bless.